Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, Roger just spoke. I think his comments about the sale getting done are pretty accurate. He believes it's going to get done. And Roger's incredibly smart and incredibly smart about not saying more than he should, at least. And I think he handled that appropriately. He's like, I think we'll get to a place where this will get done. And I think the direct quote, I think we get to a place where it'll be approved, which is exactly what I think.
In other words, we're not going this far down this road if we're not planning on getting this thing approved.
Yeah. He was pressed a little bit further as far as if there's a timeline. And he said, you know, when it's ready, we'll approve it. And I think that's
that means stop asking me all these damn questions.
Well, I think the good news for Rodgers, he won't have another public media availability probably until they hold a special session to get this thing done. And that's when he'll be happy to answer all the questions. Darren asked him about the Mary Jo White report, and he tap danced like he's always done. The Mary Jo White report's going to come out. When it comes out, I don't know. But what started being where I'm almost most interested now, B, is the stadium. I think the ownership stuff is finalized. I think Barstool Nate actually had a really good line earlier in the program when he said, this is no longer about figuring out who's at the table. The table is set. Now it's about moving it forward. And I asked Goodell about, you know, is it a priority for the league to get back to RFK Stadium and to get back into D.C.? And I thought it was – he is never going to say, like, yeah, we want them back in D.C. He's not going to come out and say that because everybody understands they have to allow for wiggle room. And yeah. If Maryland gives them $2 billion or Virginia gives them $2 billion, that could change things. But I thought it was really interesting. I mean, Goodell – I don't know. Whatever. We've interacted enough now. He said to me, he's like, you know that I'm from Washington, D.C. I grew up going to RFK Stadium. I know what that means. I know what that passion was like. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of veered into more lawyerly speak about we understand the mayor's supportive, and I know that new ownership will be focused on that. But I thought for him to allow some personal opinion on it, I thought – meant something. I'm curious. We could probably get the audio. I'll drop it in here for you, Landfill. But I'm curious kind of if you agree with that, B.
Yeah, I think that's what he needs to do because you don't want to, just like when you hear most people that have a product for sale and they may lean one way or the other when it comes to politics, you don't start pissing off the whole other side. He can't piss off Maryland and Virginia because what if D.C. doesn't work? As much as they want it, like the mayor seems to want it, other people seem to want it, hell, boy, we want it. But what if it doesn't work? You don't want the other people to say, oh, I'm going to just come back to you now since all my where I want it to be is gone. You know, you know what I'm saying? You want to try to play it a little bit. And that's the thing about it. Roger has to do a little politicking.
Totally. I think he did a little. But I think he opened the door to if you're the NFL and you are – the Hunt family that owns the Chiefs, if you are the Spanos family that owns the Chargers, it's one thing to want a resolution and a new stadium. But this is the capital of the United States. I think you should want a dope new downtown stadium. Mm-hmm. Here is Roger Goodell when I asked him about getting the team back into the city.
Yeah, listen, I've had the conversation with the mayor. I've had conversations with others in the Washington, D.C. region. As you probably know, I grew up in Washington, D.C., going over to RFK Stadium. So I understand the passion of the fans in Washington. I think that's something that new ownership is going to have to address. It is not something we're requiring in the context of the transaction. But I know that the new ownership will be focused on it just from the limited conversations I've had with them.
What do you hear, B?
I want to be in D.C. We know there's going to be this new team. We got all the support we need, but we can't just necessarily say it just like that.
I totally agree. I totally agree, dude.
You know, hey, I want to be there. And like we were talking earlier with Nate, man, and you were even saying it. When you get all these, the World Cup, Olympics, and things of that nature coming through, we can't go after any of that stuff in the nation's capital. That's like you said, that's embarrassing. That
dude,
should be something inside of the confines of Washington, D.C. that will attract some type of world event to come here. Having a team back, yes. But you still have to be able to attract something that's worldly. Where you imagine the everybody is descending upon Washington, D.C., playing soccer, the championship or whatever, right there at a stadium, whatever the name would be in D.C. Makes a world of difference.
100%, man. Yeah. I mean, Beyonce is coming later this summer, and Beyonce is playing FedEx Field two nights sold out. Apparently, they're double booking the suites or whatever the hell that story was. But of the major acts right now, Taylor Swift, Beamish had to barter for tickets in Philadelphia. The World Cup, which
I'm
isn't
the best
until,
dad in the world, boy. I don't know what you're talking about.
And the World Cup's not for a few more years, I guess. But so obviously the World Cup's going to be such a major draw. Both of them skip D.C. And we could talk about it as a – I mean, on our program, one of those games was here in town. But from an economic viewpoint, from a tax base, I mean, you know how much money that stuff brings in?
Hell yeah.
In dude, and listen to the mayor. Go walk around K Street, D.C., downtown, what used to be the downtown heart of the city. Dude – the federal government not making people go back to work. And after that, you get all the contractors that don't go back to work because the feds aren't going back to work. And it's a really big cycle that is having a massively negative effect on our city. Like, and honestly, the way things have changed, I don't think all these office space areas are ever going to fully recover. Maybe they recover 60%, maybe 70%, but it's never going back to what it was. And I think the mayor realizes that, and that's why she's often talking about the situation. And I think that's why you need a massive development project that will add another spot, another destination.
Yep, you got jobs to build it, and then once you're done, it's more. They're gonna be more than 9-10 games a year. You get to have other events there that brings money back to the city. You know what I'm saying? You got to start thinking about all those things. Yeah, I want it to be a dome.
I think it has to be.
Bring more stuff here.
Because you want to have the Final Four. You want to have WrestleMania.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of other stuff that I'm not even aware of that I'm sure they want
to
have.
Jeff may be able to get so big he can have WF there. Be good.
That'd be the world's biggest WF. I mean, Ibiza, Amsterdam got nothing on Jeff's WF at
Jeff
the new RFK.
It,
and I want to be clear that I think RFK makes the most sense because there's already the facility, or at least the groundwork for a facility. But if it ends up being Poplar Point, cool. Just get it in the city.
Yeah. But the place you're talking about, I mean, right there across from Nets on that water, I think that would be a hell of a sight, and you could build some more bars and restaurants on the water. You see how the harbor is getting the boats and stuff attracted down there. Imagine that on game days and things of that nature.
Be wild.
Oh,
it'd be
yes.
awesome. Imagine that. Let's imagine a world where this team is hosting playoff games.
Yeah.
Imagine that, B.
Because I try to remember that. Yeah, it's Tennessee, where right across the street, I think, from the stadium, it's like a river. And these boats pull up, boom, they dock.
Yeah, they call it the Volunteer Navy.
Bruh, unbelievable.
We haven't checked in with the boys. At least I haven't. I don't know if you spoke to them earlier, B. I want to get Jeff. I want Jeff's reaction to Chase Young not being there because we haven't heard that yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want Lanfield and Jeff on the possibility, even the commissioner of the NFL admitting that there's got to be some momentum on a stadium downtown D.C. Jeffrey?
Okay, so first with the Chase Young thing, honestly, with it being optional OTAs, I'm not really mad that he's not there. Would I prefer that he is there? Yes, because one, this is his contract year. If I was under a clause where I'm basically playing for my contract, I would be at everything I could possibly be at, especially if my performance hasn't been up to what it was expected to be. Now, the thought of the stadium going back to D.C., I'm cool with it. I would rather it stay at FedEx just because, you know, it's so close to me. But even RFK is close to me.
I mean, from your new house, Jeff, aren't you about equidistant from FedEx to RFK?
Yeah.
Aren't you right on the city line now?
Yeah, it's just once you – like, it's too much going on in D.C., honestly.
Are you on Eastern Ave? Like, what street are you
on? I'm literally directly on Eastern Ave, where my side is D.C. If I walk across the street, it's Maryland.
Okay.
But, yeah, I would prefer it be to stay at FedEx, but I wouldn't mind it being in D.C. because it is the Washington Commanders. So, like,
yeah.
I'm cool with it going to D.C. Now, Loudoun – that is totally out of the question for me. I'll probably go to 2 games all season.
Well, 2 games all season is not totally out of the question, by the way,
pal. Yeah, yeah. And you may become the DJ at the game. You'll be there every damn week.
I think Jerry Jones said something really interesting last night when he was asked about flexing these Thursday night games. And let's be real, flexing the Thursday night games sucks for fans that actually go to games. It does. There's no way around that. But Jerry said something that I think could be – I think the math backs it up. Lanville, what's your favorite sport in the world?
Football.
How often do you go to games?
Never.
There's one.
The last time I was at a football game was Clinton Portis's first game for the Redskins.
Yo, he busted that 80-yarder.
Mm-hmm.
Lanville, what are the names of the hosts that come on after us?
Dant and Granny.
Okay, Danny Rouillet.
Yeah.
Danny Rouillet. How often does Danny go to games?
I don't think he does.
I believe he's sworn them off.
Yeah.
The Junkies, the show that precedes us in the morning, I think you could identify all 4 of those gentlemen. At least Bickle and Bishbucks, certainly, and maybe all 4 of them. I think you could identify them as major football fans.
Yeah, but in fairness, only one of them is a Commanders fan.
Okay, but do any of them go to games?
I don't think so.
Jerry Jones, last night, and that's an anecdotal sample here. Kevin Sheehan's on 980. I can't imagine Sheehan has been to a game as a fan in years. Russell goes, and Lord knows he complains about him. Jerry Jones last night revealed, and I don't think this is a secret, what do you think the percentage of identified NFL fans is that attend games?
I have a guess.
Okay.
6.
7. 7% of identified NFL fans actually go to games. 7%. Wow. So I think that is such a testament to everybody that wants to argue about traffic or location. This isn't about the people that listen to our show and follow every waking moment of this team, it's about an economic development project for the city. It is such a bigger, broader deal than 10 Commanders home games and ideally a division round game and an NFC title game.
Yep.
This is something else entirely, man.
Yeah, I just think that the games are not – the way it is now is not priced for the just everyday fan. It is priced for business people and things of that nature. And that's why 7% of the fans go, because everybody can't afford it. Everybody can't get there. So you say – that's why the bars become even more lucrative. So what if you do? You build a stadium, you have bars and stuff around it. They may not be able to go inside, but they sure could be right there.
Live at the NFL owners' meetings out in Minnesota, let's actually run through all the rules that got changed. Because we talked about the kickoff rule, but there's a whole bunch of stuff. Plus, Roger Goodell was asked about gambling in the league. I find that pretty interesting because five players have been suspended. If you had to bet, B, more players are coming. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.